Donald Trump flips the script, says Joe Biden heartless towards migrants. By Neil Monroe on February 28, 2021. President Joe Biden's welcome for migrants is immoral and heartless to both Americans and migrants. Former President Donald Trump told the CPAC event in Florida on February 28. What the Biden administration is doing to push young migrants into the hands of human traffickers and coyotes is dangerous, immoral, and indefensible, he said. These radical immigration policies aren't just illegal. They're immoral. They're heartless. And they are a betrayal of our nation's core values, he said. Our party is based on love for America. Trump's comments reverse the progressives' claim of moral superiority for their policy of aiding migrants. But those policies are extracting poor migrants from undeveloped Central America through a Hunger Games-like deadly obstacle course for use in the U.S. economy as cheap replacement workers, taxpayer-aided consumers, and high-occupancy renters. Trump continued. Perhaps worst of all, Joe Biden's decision to cancel border security has single-handedly launched a youth migrant crisis that is enriching child smugglers, vicious criminal cartels, and some of the most evil people on the planet. You see it every day, just turn on the news. You'll see it every day. Under my administration, we stopped the child smugglers. We dismantled the criminal cartels. We greatly limited drug and human trafficking to a level that nobody actually thought was possible. But the Biden administration has put the vile coyotes back in business, and it has done so in a very, very big way. On January 30, the Los Angeles Times reported the death of roughly 13 teenagers who entered the Hunger Games obstacle course, including 15-year-old Robleson Isidro. Gunmen reportedly killed the victims, and their bodies left in a burned-out pickup truck. The Guatemalan community has a long history of sending migrants to the United States, and he had uncles who lived there. They had indoor kitchens. They didn't have to cook outside under a tarp. He was ashamed, his mother said in a phone interview. She said he told her, "I'm going to fight to make my dreams come true. I have to get my siblings ahead in life. I'm going to get them out of poverty." His uncles, in the United States, had wired him money to make the journey north. The administration is trying to justify its lenient border policies as humanitarianism, said Jessica Vaughn, policy director at the Center for Immigration Studies. But they are facilitating a trade of children who are being trafficked here openly. Nothing could be more immoral. The media are bailing them out, Vaughn added. When White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki gets flustered about having to defend these policies, commentators will jump in and say, "Oh, but you're reuniting families." For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, inter-democratic, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory. Despite the media magnification of many skewed polls and articles that still push the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition is built on the widespread recognition that migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states.